Chris.
Marcus.
We're back by demand. We had some people wanted us to come back. Maybe we take a little break. But it's a little pocket awareness, guys. A little pocket awareness. You guys already know what to do. Follow us on Twitter at the Mark, sorry, ALPA underscore QB1. I'll start on.
Gotta use the place. Show first. Show with the, yeah. Start with the show.
ALPA underscore QB1. Keep following there. I'm dropping my quarterback breakdowns and my thoughts on there on some quarterbacks. Keep checking that out. Make sure you Instagram too, ALPA underscore QB1 for Instagram, a little pocket awareness for Facebook. Make sure you follow me and Chris on Twitter at the Mark John for me and at King Manelos for Chris. Guys, subscribe to the iTunes, please. Make sure you do that as well. Make sure you guys subscribe to the iTunes so we get that going. All right. And Spotify as well. Download there. We're on Spotify too. So whatever you guys want to listen to, whatever makes you feel comfortable, we're here. All right, Chris, how you feeling, man? It's been a slow period. We're in OTA's period where everybody's in the best shape of their life.
Oh, so everybody's fast. Everybody looks amazing.
Everybody came out super prepared. I love the way that he prepared this offseason.
Yeah, and everybody forgets that, you know, you have to actually put on football pads to play the game. So,
you know who gets it off easy right now is running backs and linemen. We never hear anything about running backs. It's all wide receivers and quarterbacks.
Well, yeah, I mean, this time last year for the wide receivers, it was all about how Ja'Marr Chase could not catch a football. He couldn't tell the difference between a college football and an NFL football. That's why he was dropping everything. So that was the big deal last year. And then, of course, you know, as far as quarterbacks went, it was just there was a small amount of drama in Green Bay concerning QB12. I'm enjoying this offseason way more than I was enjoying last offseason.
A lot more relaxing, huh? Yeah. You know, I got Raiders fans still upset about, you know, Derek Carr getting money. You know, I got some guy. You know, people are still convinced that he's gonna get cut in a month. In between the Super Bowl, end of the season, the Super Bowl, they're going to cut him in that month. I'm like, how bad would you have to play? You'd have to be absolutely. They'd have to go like 3-14 for him to get. It would have to be like a decision made like mid like year. Like, okay, we got to move on from him. For them to move on from him that fast.
Well, I'll tell you, you remember last year how the Packers lost the first game of the season and all hell broke loose?
Yeah.
It's going to happen to you. If you lose week one, it's going to happen to you. They're going to be,
I know.
The sky is falling. Like, you might end up going 4-1, but that week one loss, that's the longest week of the season, Marcus, I swear. I tell you what, longest week of the season.
I need that to happen to the Chargers, so, you know, I got that game is personal for me just because of the Chargers buzz, which we're going to get into this Chris Sims list.
Oh, so Chargers buzz. Oh.
It's disgusting, Marcus, at this
how
point.
How are they? So, they're getting preseason rankings, top three? What? Top three?
It's all Justin Herbert. They don't have a top three roster. They know that. Like, come on, man. Who is the other corner? Is J.C. Jackson nearly that good? Like, come on, guys. You guys know that. You know these things. Khalil Mack's 31. He's coming on. He's 31, and he didn't finish the whole year last year. He hasn't finished a season in two seasons. Best move of the offseason. Come on, man. Come on, guys.
Well, I mean, you play Madden. Do you see he stays superstar X Factor on Madden for like until he's age 42 and he just keeps playing? Like, the NFL's like Madden, right? Like, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Like, yeah, Derwin James already hurt.
Plays out.
Yeah. Derwin James already got torn labrum surgery. Missed an OTA. He's dealing with the torn labrum surgery. Yeah, I'm sure he is.
I know what that is. I've done that surgery. It's. I mean, I came back in 3 months, but I'll tell you what, my arm is not the same. So I can only imagine what it's like using that shoulder to run into people 24/7. You know, that's not going to feel good. It's not going to feel
like all year. He's not going to feel good from all year. Let's keep it real. It's not going to feel that good from all year. If he's going to play,
I mean, it is an NFL training staff, okay? I definitely didn't have one of those, so... I'm not going to rule anything out. I just know that I was in a sling for 3 months, dude, so... I don't know what to tell
you.
We'll see. The season's going to start, and he's going to have to start from scratch. So,
Chris, before we get into Baker Mayfield and Deshaun Watson, which is kind of our bigger news this week, we got some Carr versus Rodgers here, talk. You know, they put Davante Adams in a bad spot, asking him with the similarities between Carr and Rodgers. He tried to avoid it. He tried to stay there. He tried to be a good friend.
What are you going to do? Your college quarterback, the guy that you've been talking to for the last, 7 years about playing together, it's finally happening. And they're going to compare you to one of the best quarterbacks of, we'll be able to say, of all time, I have a feeling here, before the career ends. You want a comparison between the two? You want him to do that?
Yeah, I got to find the full quote here, because the full quote, you could tell. Have you read the full quote?
No, I felt bad for Davante. I feel bad for Derek in this entire process. I'm very high on your guys. I'm very high. I mean, Davante Adams, Hunter Renfro, and Darren Waller. What? Mm. What? I know you know a lot more about that offensive line than I do, and it was a major concern for you. So hopefully that offensive line can keep. I mean, it's not like you don't have a running game. Josh Jacobs is running the ball.
As long as they're average. As long as they're average to above average, they're fine. That's all they need. Davante Adams gets open. Let me ask you this, Chris. I mean, I watched the Packers again. I watched them again. I did a Davante Adams breakdown. I mean, their line wasn't good last year, was it?
Oh, no. We had one of the best offensive lines in the league. Even without Bakhtiari and
Or does Davante Adams get open in 2 seconds?
Well, that's it. Okay, that's it. And Aaron Rodgers knows how to manipulate a pocket. And Aaron Rodgers knows how to get the ball out quick. And, when he's not trying to get a head coach fired, he doesn't throw the ball away 60% of the time. So, there were definitely some factors that helped that offensive line play a lot better than what the talent level was at. Yeah, no left tackle. Other than Quentin Nelson, there's no other guard that I would want to have on my team than Jenkins. And then, I don't know, the center that we drafted to come in there, all three of them are out. So talk about a makeshift offensive line that still had that team at 13. Was it 13-4? I think we were last year.
13-4. Yeah.
I was 13-3. That first season of that extra game almost came and bit me there.
Dog, I do 11-5 still. 5-11. I don't blame you. All right, so let me read this quote, okay? So somebody asked him, what are some of the subtle similarities or differences between Aaron Rodgers and Derek Carr? So this is Adams. He tried to save Derek because he knew it was going to happen. So, all right, that's a tough question. Okay, so he's like, that's a tough question. I mean, it's tough to compare. It's really apples and oranges there. I mean, it's such a different ball game. I mean, obviously you have Aaron, who's cemented as one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. That's just like comparing me to Jerry Rice. It'd be tough to do because Jerry's put together what he's done, and it's undeniable respect for him. And me, I'm still going, and there's still a lot I got to do to be able to be mentioned with Jerry. And I'm aware of that. And I think Derek is also aware of that from a big picture. But as far as talent ability, I mean, yeah, he's like, Derek's not Aaron Rodgers. He said that. He literally said it. That's why I was like, this is the stupidest quote.
He's going to say it. He's going to say it. No, he knows better. He's a smart man. And you know what? Those were great words. That was very eloquently put. And I love that comparison of him and Jerry Rice, because how is that any different? He's right.
Exactly.
He's right.
But Chris,
he's right.
Chris, this is where it got good. Because right after he said from a big picture, right? He goes, but as far as talent and ability, this is when he went too far. See, this is where they got him.
He's got to say something about his guy. He's got to say something about his guy. He can't leave his guy out there, because if he doesn't say anything, the media for the Raiders will just destroy Derek. Headline: Davante Adams doesn't have faith in Derek Carr.
Yes, that's true.
Play it out. Come on, tell me what he had to say so that headline didn't come out. Tell me what he said.
All right, but as far as talent and ability, I mean, it's really similar if I'm keeping it real, because that's the one they took off with. if he said I'm keeping it real, that's what he Davante.
He's got to.
Because I know what he's saying, because Derek Carr is really talented. He's one of the is one of the best athletic profiles you'll see from a quarterback, and he is a cannon. So I get what he's saying. That's why he said about keeping it real.
All right, let me keep going here. Derek's arm strength, and they throw the ball a lot different. I like Derek is going to fire it in there, and you're going to know that it's coming quick. And Aaron's got the ability to just kind of tighten that core up and just flip the ball to you. So release it a lot different. But being able to get the ball to you late, if you see someone coming out of the break, not many quarterbacks can get it to you before you get to the sideline if you're outside the numbers already. But having two guys like that with really strong arms to understand the game and the part of it is just the similarity that they have. They both obsess over it. And Bill's obsessed, and they know everything that's going on out there. A lot of times I've seen Aaron call out a blitz. This is a long-ass quote, bro. He's still going. When the safety is 17 yards off the ball, just kind of creeping out there, he said in practice, hey, it's coming. I'm like, what? And I'm sure enough, dude comes flying out of the snap from 17 yards on the field. So I've seen that from Aaron. I've seen that from Derek. Literally, give me a check. It didn't make any sense to me before in college. And here, same thing. We score a touchdown on it. So a lot of similarities, but much different. And I think Derek is in a position where he's chasing what would be one of the all-time greats like that.
That's a great quote. He did a great job.
Right.
He did a fantastic job with it. And, I mean, Derek Carr's thrown over 35 touchdown passes this year. Let's just kind of cement something.
I know.
He's thrown over 35. Like, he's going to be in the top five for touchdown passes this season.
100%. So I don't know. People ran with that, man. People were pissed at that, especially the Tua. The Tua one was more egregious to me than this one. Just want to add more context. Tyreek Hill was talking crazy on a podcast. I'm sorry. He was talking nuts.
Well, Tyreek Hill is very confident in his abilities. And I did like the part where he said that he made life easier for Patrick Mahomes. Because
I love that too.
Everybody's on the Patrick Mahomes is God train. And Tyreek kind of like, okay, here's a little bit of a reality check for you. People don't move like I move. So exactly. When you're used to throwing to a guy like me, it makes life a little easier.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, Mahomes, he's going to have a little bit of adjustment this year because, you know, I don't know what the hell. They're Dan Marino-ing him, so get it done.
Yep.
Figure it out, Patrick. We're paying you $500 million.
I think he's got the right temperament and he's got the right ability. He's the right guy to be able to, so. You know, he continues to change my tune every season. I am still waiting. I'm waiting for that turnover to the interceptions rate to just keep climbing. I'm not off of it yet.
It happened last year, though. It happened last year. I think we got it last year.
I think we're going to see more of it. I think we're going to see an upward progression this season with those interceptions as well. So pressing. I think it's coming.
He's going to be pressing a lot. Yeah, I think he is, too. But I feel like he's gonna get in the 9-8 somehow, some way.
9-8.
I don't know how. Because if he gets into 11 wins, man, I'm done. I'm gonna start calling him the greatest quarterback of all time.
Okay, hold on. That offensive line is pretty good. It's not like he's got. He doesn't have bums. He's still got Travis Kelce. Juju's not a bum. MVS is not a bum. He's not as fast as Tyreek, but dude can take a top off the defense.
Yeah.
So he's not out there with bums. Let's not go that far.
He's out there with average players. He's basically out there with the teams that Derek Carr has been playing with. So that's
no, no, no. I would say no. Okay.
Yes, right. Defense is not gonna be good, Chris. Okay. You know that defense is not gonna be good.
That's a catalyst. That's what it's gonna come down to. If the defense, I mean, they started last year not playing well. They finished way better than they started as far as a defensive team goes. But, I mean, I'm going to give them, I would say, a Darren Waller, Hunter Renfro comparison to Travis Kelce and Juju is fair.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
He's got a TikTok partner out there in Kansas City now, so the karma's going to be a lot better. Nobody's going to be as bad for the TikToks like they were in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's very true. All right, Chris.
Meat and potato time? The other reason why we're putting the podcast together, because not only were people asking you, Marcus, there's a little something going on here. There is some quarterback drama out there to discuss.
Yeah, we got Baker Mayfield still sitting in Cleveland. He's actually sitting at home waiting to be traded.
Deshaun, the Carolina, more and more accusations rolling up against him.
More women keep falling out of the sky. Mm-hmm. Oh man! So Baker Mayfield still doesn't want to play for the Browns though. He wants to play somewhere else. And Panther fans are excited. They feel like with DJ Moore, man. I'm like he didn't play with Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry.
DJ Moore and Christian McCaffrey.
Like,
because he's never played with a primetime receiver or an elite running back before. You know, he only had
never two or an elite offensive line. Never done that.
Yeah. That's what they don't. They're still struggling to find that in Carolina. That's for sure. An elite offensive line, that's been a struggle for ages for them.
Yeah, I don't even get Panthers Buzz fans with Baker Mayfield, in my opinion, because even if you think about that, if you just think about the situation he was in, he had the best offensive line in football. I mean, he had Wyatt Teller, Joel Bitonio. I don't even know who his center is. I'm pretty sure – I think his center retired. No, Wyatt Teller's the center. Teller's the center.
They lost their guard. Their guard went to
Cincinnati.
I think you're right. They lost one of their elite offensive linemen, went for a payday.
But yeah.
They got big time tackles, even with losing Joe Thomas. I mean,
I know.
That's nothing new. Joe Thomas left a few years ago at this point. But I know. Offensive line is elite.
Elite. Bitonio, he cracks me up because he's so underrated that he moved to left tackle for a couple games. He played left tackle better than most left tackles. Baker Mayfield had no excuses. You ever talk about he had a squad around him, and they went to the playoffs. Obviously,
they won. They won their first playoff game with Baker Mayfield since the 1990s. Which I just saw a tweet today. Like, if they did Back to Future today, Marcus, he'd go back to 1992. Marty would be back in 1992. Marty would be back at the last time the Browns were good.
Wow.
Are you old? You feeling old now? Does that hurt you?
Yeah, I am feeling old.
That hurt me a little bit on the inside.
Yeah.
Me a little bit. That's what Cleveland's given up. No, we can't. I'm sorry. The quarterback came in. He did a good enough job to get us. We didn't just get to the playoffs. We won. We won a playoff game. And we had a chance there to go to an AFC championship game against the god Patrick Mahomes. What? No, we don't want that. No. Get him out. Get him out of here. Bring in Deshaun. Get him out of here.
I'm not the biggest fan of Baker Mayfield. I think Baker Mayfield is very struggling. He made our show look bad, so I really don't like him that much. Anyways.
We did like Baker. He was our number one. I'm still gonna stick with him.
You're sticking with them, Chris. I don't think he has the leadership. I don't think he has tangibles. He's missing the intangibles.
I think he's got it when the things are good. When things go bad, I don't think he knows how. And obviously, this is just my opinion. I think he's missing the humble. He doesn't eat the humble pie that you need to eat as the face of the franchise in the quarterback position. To handle when things go wrong, and he turned a lot of people off in the locker room. I think he lost the locker room, and that's a big part of why he's in the position that he's in here today. But when things were good, I mean, they were really good. Baker has no problem riding the wave of everything going well. But I think last year's a wash. Last year's a total wash for me. I think if he can get into Carolina, they'll be happy to have him because our second best quarterback in that draft is even still there. Is Sam Darnold still in Carolina?
Yeah, he's still there.
Okay. So they're going to have our top two from that draft on their roster. So, I mean, it's technically an upgrade, according to us. They're upgrading at the quarterback position.
I mean, they are upgrading at the quarterback position.
They're upgrading at the quarterback position. They're in a division where, I mean, they're probably still the bottom dweller unless they can get Baker to be how he was before he got hurt last year.
You know, and I don't want Sam Darnold yet.
They need McCaffrey to be healthy. I mean, they just need, or they got to get rid of him. Like, they need so many assets out there. It's out of control.
You know, I haven't watched Sam Darnold tape yet, but he always frustrates me because he always sucks me in. Like, maybe. Is there something there? Every time.
I think that's why he's still starting quarterback in the NFL.
You're like, man, it's a great throw.
I think that's why Matt Rule's over there still, you know, doing what he's doing with trying to fix that offense around him. I hear you. I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, I love when they show Sam Darnold rolling to his left, making throws to his right, and hit these little windows, because it makes us feel a little bit better about our decision making with that draft.
I know. We just have scouts, man. I just don't know these guys' heads. I don't know where these guys are in the head. You know what I mean? Because I'm sure if I met you, I'm sure if we were live scouts, Chris, if we went and met Josh Allen in person, we'd probably feel way different than we did about him. 100% sure.
Oh, I don't think I disagree with you. From every little snippet that I see of Josh, like, I don't think I was ever somebody who didn't like the kind of person that he was and the kind of leader that he is for the team. I just know the guy, he's very confident in his arm. I know guys that were very confident with their arm, and that development phase, he's still kind of like wavering on the line. We're going to see what they do this year, that's for sure.
Yeah. His tape was interesting.
He's about to win me over. He's about to.
Yeah. His tape was interesting because, when I get into this list, I really get into it and probably talk about it when we get to Chris Sims a little bit more. Maybe I'll just save it. I'm gonna save this thought process.
Okay.
All right. So Baker Mayfield. He's the really reason why he's being moved is the other guy here.
Deshaun
Watson, who keeps having women fall out of
26 now.
20. Wait. I was at 24. 26. We're at 26. Oh God. Yeah. I'm missing two. Yeah.
It was sitting at 24 for a while. They just had two more. They did that HBO series thing, and one of them watched it and decided, yeah, you know what? I'm gonna say my piece now.
I saw that. Which,
yeah,
he's a terrible lawyer. I do want to say that. I don't know who got him that lawyer, but that dude is terrible.
Amber Heard probably. Amber Heard.
Maybe they might have the same lawyer, because him just going on the press conference and saying he had no regrets was. Just knows he have a bad lawyer, because if he was my guy, I would be like, you know, you regret this. I don't care how you feel about it. I don't care if you don't regret it. You're gonna go on that stage and you're gonna apologize to every single woman in the world, and how you made women feel uncomfortable and you didn't mean to make them feel uncomfortable, and you apologize for doing that. You thought it was something else. Even if you had bad intent, I would have gave him a whole speech. You're reading this.
There's mixing signals and not being able to read a situation. Like, you can go down that road. That's okay. You don't have to say you were guilty. You can just say, like, man, I thought she was into it.
Yeah, that's what Kobe did. Do what Kobe did. Kobe was like, I thought she was into it. That's all you had to do. And I apologize. I am sorry. I will change my ways going forward. I'm going to get counseling. I'm going to get therapy.
There you go. The worst. Yeah.
The worst lawyer. His lawyer's terrible. I'm sorry.
You know, the fact that anybody still thinks that Deshaun's going to play this season, and that's something that I want to point out. You know who also thinks that Deshaun Watson's not playing this season?
Who?
The Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
That's why they, step one, brought in Jacoby Brissett. Mm-hmm. And step two, I want you to pull up his contract, and I want you to tell me what he's getting paid guaranteed for that first year. Tell me his money in the first year. Because if I remember correctly, his money in the first season is $7 million.
He's getting $9 million total with the signing bonus.
Nine with the signing bonus in the first year. And what happens in year two? Could you tell me what happens in year two?
It goes up to 46.
46 in the second year, huh? And then it pretty much averages about 40 for the rest of it.
See, my thing is with this contract.
You're going to tell me the Cleveland Browns are not fully anticipating Deshaun Watson to be out for this first year. With that contract, now, you're going to tell me that?
Now, Chris, let me ask you this. Okay. Let's say more things happen, right? I mean, I heard there's some voids out of his contract, but man, I'm just if you just look at this, man.
It's fully guaranteed, isn't it?
This is an NBA. It's a dead cap, Chris. It's the dead cap.
Listen, I know all about dead cap. I've been fighting dead cap this season, last season, next season, the season after that. Once Aaron Rodgers hits that third year of his new contract, then I'm really fighting some dead cap. I know all about dead cap.
All right, so take a guess at what Deshaun Watson's dead cap is.
It's probably in the area of Aaron Rodgers. We're looking at 50.
You're funny, Chris.
It's higher than that?
It's 230 million.
Oh, so you're talking the whole contract.
No, that's his dead cap. Year. No, what? This is dead cap. His dead cap this year. What? Let's say they cut him this year. They'll be in the hole. They'd be in the hole. $230 million.
Oh, that's – yeah, okay. That's because it's all fully guaranteed. His entire contract was fully guaranteed.
So they can't even get out of this, really. They'd have to sue.
Marcus, they planned for this. His first year with his signing bonus is $9 million. Year two and after, everything's averaging 40. Averaging 40.
But just think, Marcus, about this. Let's just, Chris, all right, because
they sat down. They sat down at the table with Deshaun Watson and said, all right, we know what's going on. We know what you're dealing with. Here's how we are okay with you being our quarterback. Your first year, you ain't making nothing. Because you'll be suspended for that entire season. We'll pay you for all the years after it. We're not paying you for that first year. And Deshaun said, make it fully guaranteed. And they said, we have a deal.
See, the thing is, Chris, if they get to a certain point, let's say this drags out, right? Which it could. It drags out to past week one. Deshaun Johnson, he hasn't been suspended.
Hear me out, Chris.
I want you to hear me out. Just hear me out real quick.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson doesn't get suspended, all right? He doesn't get suspended. But let's just say Jacoby Brissett plays week one just because, you know, just PR, whatever, right? But Deshaun Watson's contract then becomes a contract that day. Next year, and then let's say more cases come out or the point that he ends up getting criminal charges in December. I'm just, this is a fake scenario, guys. I don't know anything. Fake scenario, okay? Everything is done at that point. They can't get out of this contract. So they would be paying him $219 million more dollars for him not to play.
This is all done. He's going to get suspended. I hear your scenario. That's definitely a worst case scenario. Absolutely.
It could. Somebody said he can get criminal charges the other day.
I don't know. Can they do that? Didn't they already
grand
say
jury.
That they're
grand jury?
It'll never get that far. He'll settle. Half of that contract is going to the settlement. $150 million to the plaintiffs to split equally.
I might be
200 million. He's just left with 48 million for the next like 5 years.
I wish people could see my face right now, because I every time I look at this contract, I'm like, they gave him an NBA. This is Seth Curry's contract. Yeah. This is Steph Curry's contract.
It's the new NFL. Did you see every first round pick?
Every first round pick got a guaranteed contract.
You don't think they're gonna get guaranteed contracts in their second go around?
No way. The
fully guaranteed is coming, Marcus. The fully guaranteed is coming. Every all pro, every pro bowler, they're gonna get fully guaranteed contracts. It's coming. The NFL is the contracts are going the way of the NBA. Baseball did it first. Everything's fully guaranteed in baseball. NBA is now all over that, and here comes the NFL right behind it. It's coming. This is the first season of every first round pick. Every first round pick got a fully guaranteed contract. What it'll do is it'll actually be a good thing. It'll be a good thing. The cap numbers will come down. The cap will continue to rise. So we'll see more good players playing with each other. But they're all getting fully guaranteed deals. And you better perform as a third string receiver, because you're not getting that full, you're not getting that fully guaranteed deal. So if you're not performing, you're the guy that's getting cut. Doesn't matter.
So basically, because you know Joe Burrow was talking about paying Jesse Bates the other day.
He'll get it. He's got a fully guaranteed contract. Didn't that happen for the Honey Badger? Didn't the Honey Badger get fully guaranteed?
Yeah, he did.
In New Orleans? Yep. So Jesse's getting one. Jesse's getting it. Fully guaranteed.
But so how are they paying Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase then and T. Higgins?
One of those three is not like the other.
Send him to Las Vegas. I know he's not like the other. I'm giving you a second round pick right now, Cincinnati. Send T. Higgins over here. Go ahead. He can replace Devontae Adams. I'm sure he'll be just as good. In my opinion. I don't say just as good, but I'm sure he'll be, at least be A.J. Brown by year five. Go ahead and make him trade. He's at least A.J. Brown. Go ahead, send that. What do you got? What a second and a third? I know you can't pay him, Bengals. Because this is why I can't be a GM. Because I would look at other people's contracts and I would start calling. I would call the Bengals. And be like, I'll be calling Mike Brown every day. Like, come on, man. You know you can't afford to pay him. Just give him up. You know you can't. I don't know what. You could waste each other's time here. I'd be in his ear at the combine, Mike. Mike, just give it up, Mike. It's okay.
Because you know Paul Brown's not getting any of that money.
Right? What would your dad do? Your dad would trade him. Anyways. but you know what I'm saying? I don't know, Chris. This is such a weird situation.
Cleveland rode the roller coaster all the way to the top. Baker takes him to the playoffs. Owens wins the AFC Championship game. Bye, Baker. Here comes Deshaun. Here comes the circus. Uh-oh. We've seen this play out for Cleveland before.
Because I'm going to bring this back to football. Just from a football aspect of this and learning new systems. So Deshaun Watson comes from the same system that Tom Brady plays, okay? Totally different than the Kubiak West Coast offense that he's going to be running. So if he takes a whole year off, is he going to be in the book learning that new language for the West Coast offense? Or is he going to start all over again? Oh, that's going to be tough. Because this is going to be a huge adjustment for him regardless. That's why he threw that pick in that video. Everybody's mad about that pick. Well, yeah, he's in the West Coast. It's a totally different language. Like, D slant is slant flat, but in West Coast, it's dragon. So you're going to be like, he'd be a dragon. You mean D slant? No, it's dragon. You know what I mean? Like, it's different. Mm-hmm. It's not going
to
be.
Takes getting used to.
He was going to struggle regardless of whether he had these things. If he just got traded, right, likely he wanted to the Browns, going from, I mean, it happened to Brady, bro. Brady went from Urhart Perkins to Eric Coryell, and he went to Bruce Arians and said, you're running Urhart Perkins. If you want to win the Super
Bruce
Bowl.
Is gone. Who wants to know why Bruce is gone? The power dynamic changed.
He's like, you're running my offense. You know what I mean? So it's a transition for people. People don't talk about that a lot, but it's gonna be a bad transition. He has to go from a structured offense, not a structured offense, to like a more freelance quarterback offense where he's able to do whatever he wants to do, to a structured, you are told by the play caller what to do, and it's gonna be a transition for him regardless. And it's even worse if he misses a whole year. It's going to be worse. So. But nobody thinks we're going anymore. Nobody thinks we're going to win.
Hashtag we will see.
Nobody wants to win anymore. Like I don't understand. Like, why is nobody trying to win? Why don't we care about winning anymore? It's like this weirdest thing, especially with quarterback. You know, we went from like the hating quarterback wins. And, you know, saying that quarterback wins don't, you know, quarterback wins matter for certain quarterbacks. But now Justin Herbert doesn't win. And now we're acting like defense. Every team needs help in a defense because the guy we like doesn't win. I don't get this stuff, Chris. I don't get it. All right. So enough of Deshaun Watson and his exploits here. We're at the 34-minute mark, Chris. Now we got to get to
here's the real reason. Here's
we came back because I was triggered.
Marcus texted me. Yep, triggered, fired up. Said it was time. He sent me a text message of somebody asking for the show to come back, and I was like, okay, maybe it's time for another episode. And then he hits me up because he saw Chris Sims top four, and he's like, I've got to talk about it. And I was like, okay, we got something to go over.
Lay it out for Chris Marcus. Sims.
Let's start at the top, and we'll just kind of like maybe just list off the five at a time until we get to the top 10.
Okay. So I do want to
give it like one or two comments in there as we go. Give me his five worst.
All right. So let's talk about what he's basing this on. Okay. He's saying this is not an all time rank, which I still think that's funny. Okay. This is not about career potential. Sure, it isn't. This is not about how good a QB's team is. You know what that means. This is which QB I take right now this year with a generic supporting cast. Which makes this list even more funny to me. All right.
I'm trying to follow along.
Because his top four, those. All right. That even made me more mad that he said that. Okay. Let's start with it. 40 is Drew Lock. Goddamn, he has Drew Lock at 40.
And that's going to be a starter in the NFL at 40.
Yeah, he's going to be a starter. Well, no. He doesn't think that, obviously, because he has the other guy
retired.
We're going to get there. Kenny Pickett's 39, so he's not a fan of Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett's 39. He has Teddy Bridgewater at 38. Which I think is messed up. That's messed up. Mm-hmm. The people he has in front of Teddy. I mean, Teddy's top 20. No, Teddy, I mean, he's top 25. He's top 25, Chris, at least. Come on. You can win seven games with Teddy. I mean, the Broncos almost made the playoffs. If he can get hurt, they might have made the playoffs.
Maybe.
You know? Maybe. He's not going to get in the way. He's not going to win you the game.
Oh, okay.
He's not going to get in the way. So you can't rank him at 38 because I also say he'll be a top 25 guy because do you want him as your starter? Probably not. But if he's your starter, how bad do you feel? Like, you don't feel that bad about it, right? You know what I mean?
There's only 32 teams. Like, you're not feeling like you're 30, 31, 32.
With Teddy, you don't feel like that.
You don't feel like that with Teddy.
Yeah, that's terrible. Because he has Gardner Minshew in front of Teddy Bridgewater. That's messed up. 37. And he has Tyrod Taylor in front of Teddy Bridgewater. God damn. And then he has Davis Mills at 35, which I think is messed up. I mean, Davis Mills, he's a top. God, it's messed up. All right, so that's the first five, Chris. What do you think? I think it's kind of messed up.
I feel bad for Drew Lock being put behind David Mills. He played like a few good games. Like a few.
Davis Mills has a lot of buzz right now, man. People think he's going to be a superstar.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. He's a superstar.
Such a superstar that if it wasn't for Deshaun Watson never, ever doing what he did, we would never. Who? Who?
You need the backup, yes.
In a top 40? No.
Bro, I'm 100% convinced people like any young quarterback that throws more than 15 touchdowns in a season. Man, he's nice though, man. He had a good year. He's gonna get better. That's basically the thought.
You know, they only lost like 40-0 every other game. I mean, when you throw that many passes in a football game, eventually you're gonna get 15 of them to go in the end zone.
He beat the Chargers though. I mean, man, he outdo Justin Herbert though.
Oh, you know what? That's exactly why he got that rating. All right, now makes sense.
Right? 35, Davis Mills. Tyler Huntley's 34. Geno Smith is 33. Okay.
We may just have to skip over this next five that you're listening on. Keep going.
He's got Sam Darnold at 32. And then he has Trey Lance over Sam Darnold. He has Goff at 30, which I think that's a little messed up too. I know
that's better, that's mean. That's just that's rude. It's mean. That's it's just mean. Rude.
Goff played really well at the end of the year.
Dude was in a Super Bowl, and you're going to put him at 30. Okay.
Yeah, it's because what happened with Goff last year is that Amon St. Brown got better. And as he got better the year, show to Jared Goff. Oh, my God. He found somebody that can go to open. He can throw to. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Wow, he played better. Crazy.
Yep. Remember, Lions are my sneaky team this year. Lions are my sneaky team.
And you know what I always say, Chris? I mean, usually if guys are good early, no matter what situation they're in, when they're older, they still play pretty well. Unless you're Carson Wentz. I don't know what happened to Carson.
We'll see what happens in a while. Is he next? Is he at 29?
No, he's not. He's not next yet. 29 is Tua, which I think is really dirty. He put Tua at 29. Tua gets such a bad rap. Gets such a bad rap, bro. His tape's really because I had to watch Mac Hollins. His tape is not bad. It's not bad. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not bad to the point where he's 29. Like, he got better from the year before. Like, I watched him the year before. I had him at 29 the year before.
I got very high expectations for him this year. Very high. With that roster, yeah. I'm expecting he needs to be top 15. He needs to be a top 15 quarterback this year.
He's just not sexy, bro. He's not sexy. Basically, he's a boring West Coast quarterback. But he's 13-8. Like, I don't get it. He's just a boring West Coast guy. He's gonna anticipate, but it's gonna float there. So it's not like you know, Justin Herbert.
I don't know how he's gonna get that ball to Tyreek. I really don't.
He anticipates really well, I mean, Chris.
He's my biggest hashtag we'll see quarterback this year.
He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He doesn't make a lot of bad decisions, and he anticipates really well. He just doesn't have a big arm. So, and he's left-handed, so it looks really weird.
I don't know. I saw him against the Ravens. He was making some pretty bad decisions.
But they still
won the game.
Did he throw a pick in that game though? He probably didn't throw a pick. He probably just you know, not exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's another guy who, but he's different than Teddy Bridgewater. Because Teddy Bridgewater has been in the league like 8 years. He's going to his third year. Like,
yeah, he's still new. He's still new.
He's like 23.
His third offense.
Yeah, his third offense, and he's 23.
Yeah, there's still a lot of potential.
Yeah, it's so weird. I don't know why he gets killed now online. It's crazy. I don't understand. Like you would swear that the Dolphins were the worst team in football the way he gets killed. That's just how it's weird to me. I don't know. I don't know why I'm defending Tua so much.
Well, I think you are.
I was on his tape
right now.
I know, but I guess because I feel like he should be more like in the 21-22 range because he approved. I feel like that's where I'm going to have him.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to put Marcus Mariota over him like Chris Simpson does. Marcus Mariota's 28.
Well, no.
Mitch Trubisky over to a 26, 27, Mitch Trubisky. He hasn't played it down. He's 20. He has Mitch Trubisky in the top 32 quarterback. He hasn't played it down. He didn't play it down last year.
Yep. But he was Josh Allen's backup, so that means he's decent, right?
Yeah, he has Jameis 26. All right. He's still mean to Jalen Hurts. I'm not the biggest fan of Jalen, but 25. I feel like after making the playoffs, it's kind of mean. Trevor Lawrence, 24. I still think that's high for Trevor a little bit. I don't think any of his rookies played well. I think Justin Fields at 23 means he didn't watch tape.
Oh, my gosh. There's my biggest problem. There's my absolute biggest problem.
He didn't watch tape. He basically didn't watch David. He has Justin Fields that high. I'm sorry. People are giving me mad at me when I at my list, Chris, because he's 32. I already started. Zach Wilson is. They're gonna be mad at me.
He's got. Here. Hold on. He's got Zach Wilson.
22. Yes, Zach Wilson's 22.
And Justin Fields in front of Trevor Lawrence.
Yes. Now. I think Zach Wilson. Well, I haven't watched Trevor yet. I haven't fully watched Trevor yet. I still think Trevor is going to be the best of all those guys. But
I'm right there with you.
Well, actually, I think Mac is. I think Mac Jones is going to be the best one.
Is that more situational though? Is that situational?
No.
Would be kind of cool.
It is. It is.
Each other on occasion.
It is, but it isn't. Like it's both. It's like it's a situation, and he plays the quarterback position damn well.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
The boring stuff. Nobody, you know, he's not rolling out and things, but he's let's say once we get to my quarterback break, because I'm probably be really high on Mac. People are gonna be mad about Mac Jones rating too. They'd be mad about that. I'm telling you that. All right. And I haven't finished my evaluation, but just from watching the Patriots offense sometimes, and I watch it, I'm like, dude, you're gonna take a leap, aren't you? You're gonna leap, and everybody's gonna be so mad and hating on you. Okay. Zach Wilson, 22, still high. That's crazy. I don't know why. That's his pre-draft ranking. I don't care what he says. Daniel Jones is 21. What do you think about that, Chris?
Keep going before I'm gonna have a stroke. That last group there, 21 through 24, 23 maybe even. Whatever he said, that was before. Oh, just keep going.
I'm telling you, this is great. No. Carson Wentz at 19. Carson Wentz at 19. Oh, sorry, I skipped 20. 20 is Jimmy G. Jimmy G. Which is fine. I think this is fine. Jimmy, I guess. Carson Wentz is 19. Mac Jones is 18.
I get it.
Baker Mayfield is 17.
I'm not as upset about it as you are.
I think we're getting to the normal area here.
I think Mac Jones and Baker before Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz really hasn't fallen that far yet, has he?
Yes, he has, Chris. You're still in 2019 with Carson Wentz.
Yeah,
I still think you.
Yeah, I still think he's gonna do a little bit with the Commanders. I think Commanders.
You would definitely trade for Carson Wentz, Chris. You would not draft a rookie, man. You would definitely trade for Carson Wentz.
Depends on the value. What am I giving up? What's on the board for this draft class that just came through? Absolutely. Absolutely. I would take Carson Wentz over anybody in this class. Absolutely.
You would Dan Orlovsky.
I'll give you a third.
You and Dan Orlovsky. He has the last Carson Wentz guys. You're holding out. You're holding out on Carson.
I'll hold out for a little longer. Just a little longer.
There's no reason why that Colts team should have made the playoffs, bro. I'm sorry. Carson was
bro, dead. they that game against Arizona, I was feeling really good about my Colts take. And my Carson Wentz take.
Yeah, you're right.
But
I feel, and at the year ended, and I felt good with my 21 ranking. That's all right. The main one I agree with Chris. I'm sorry, I know we're losing track here, guys. The main one I agree with is Kirk Cousins at 16. I really like that. I was like, I like that one.
Okay, I like that. I might even give Kurt might earn number 15. 15, yeah. But I like Kurt at 16. I like
that. Kurt Cousins has the best situations ever and does nothing with him. I hate.
I know where you're gonna go.
Compare
him. I know where you're gonna go. And don't do it. We'll get stuck there. Don't do it. Save it for when your ranking comes out. Save it for when you're
okay. Okay. All right. Ryan Tannehill is at 15. Okay. Matt Ryan's at 14.
Okay.
He has Watson at 13, which, I mean, if you're going to rank Watson, then maybe you probably should put him right back where he was, in my opinion. I don't know how he fell to 13. So you're telling me, see, this is where his whole premise comes off of me. So you're telling me in a generic team, you're taking 12 quarterbacks over Deshaun Watson, the generic team?
Wasn't Deshaun Watson like the fourth overall rated fantasy quarterback the season before his holdout?
The season before his holdout, he was a legitimate top five quarterback. That's probably one of the best quarterback tapes I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Legitimate. I thought he was an elite quarterback at that point.
And he's 13 now because of everything that happened off the field.
But based on his premise, he's saying he's 13. Compared with if he had a generic roster.
His roster was so good in Houston. It was so good. Do you think his roster would beat a generic roster with him at the quarterback position? So put Deshaun Watson on a generic roster and put Deshaun Watson on the Houston Texans team. His previous roster.
Put Deshaun Watson on the Vikings.
Oh.
he'd be the best quarterback in football.
Bro, with hands those down. Two wide receivers.
Justin Jefferson would probably break a record. He'd probably break some records. Justin Jefferson would break the record.
Yeah, that's receiving record. Yeah, that's he's definitely getting 1,700.
Because the next guy after Watson is Kyler Murray. So he says Kyler Murray's better than a generic team.
Oh, right now. No, you put no.
Okay, and then of course, you know, everybody's scared to put Derek Carr top 10, so he puts him at 11. Yeah. can't put Carr top. Gotta put him 11.
Top 10. Yeah.
He's top 12, you know. He threw the ball away at fourth down. I can't put him, you know. All right, and now it's when we get crazy. Okay, now you're ready to get crazy. Here's his top 10, Chris. This is when I get frustrated. And how much time we got? We got 10 minutes for this.
Can you do it?
Okay. Lamar Jackson is 10.
Oh boy.
Now, I study Lamar Jackson, and Lamar Jackson did not leave the pocket this year, Chris. I don't know if you knew that or not, but I didn't really know that until I watched him. He doesn't leave the pocket anymore. Did you know that?
So I've bit my tongue when it comes to every Lamar Jackson conversation, even when people were trying to say, "Oh no, we don't need to sign him to a long-term deal. We've got Tyler. Tyler's our quarterback. He does the same things Lamar does." No one seems to remember that the top three running backs on that roster, all every single one of them, did not play last season. His starting left tackle, Ronnie Staley, who isn't. Was he all pro before he got hurt?
He's pro bowler, at least.
All pro team? He's definitely a pro bowler. He is one of the top 10 tackles in the league. I'd almost say top five. Has missed the last 2 seasons. The last 2 seasons. That offensive line has been in shambles for the last 2 seasons. And people want to blame Lamar.
And they're 8-3, and they're about to win the AFC North.
And he brought them back in Pittsburgh, and it literally the ball goes off of Mark Andrews' hands. He brought them back, game tying drive to push it into overtime, with all of these factors happening. Get out of here, every single one of you. Get out of here,
dog. The Minnesota game.
I'm done with the slander on Lamar Jackson. I'm done with it.
The Minnesota game was crazy because they were losing that game too. And you know, this is Greg Roman's passing offense too. That's what you got to think about with the way he was passing last year. This is Greg Roman. So, I mean, this is the ugliest passing concepts I've seen. And this dude
was just getting done. Who's the best wide receiver?
It was Bateman.
Because Michael Crabtree?
Yeah. So, I mean, Bateman, when Bateman started to get better, that's when Lamar really started playing from the pocket, like balling. The Vikings game when Bateman was like kind of getting into it and like learning the NFL. Oh man, Lamar looked really good. You know what I mean?
I'm looking forward to seeing Bateman's growth as a wide receiver.
They need to get better, Greg Roman, man. They're holding Lamar back, and it's kind of frustrating to watch on tape. I feel like he's ready.
I think to pass. If everybody's healthy this next year, that offense and how they run it is a run first offense, and Lamar will be 8-3 at week 11 or week 12, depending on when their bye week is. And he did the right thing by not signing a contract at the beginning of the year. Like,
yeah, you know, the Ravens, like said, the Bengals might miss the playoffs if he doesn't fit. If he finishes the year, the Bengals don't even go on a Super Bowl run.
Do you know last year was the first time, and I think, I'm trying to remember the statistic. I want to say in the last 5 years, it might be even more than that. Last year was the first time that both teams that appeared in the Super Bowl the season before were in the playoffs. One team from the Super Bowl always misses the playoffs. Always.
It ain't going to be the Rams. I'll tell you that. It could be them. Because Matthew Stafford got Cup and Allen Robinson. He's going to ball. He's going to be fine. It ain't going to be the Rams. Unless they get injuries.
They're talking about trying to get Odell to come back, too. I know he's basically out all season with that ACL, though.
I know, but... Yeah, man. They need to relax over there. I don't know what they're doing. They need to relax.
They're paying people. They're not drafting.
No, man.
They're not drafting anybody, but they're paying people.
All right, so Lamar Jackson's 10, which I think is egregious. I don't know how he fell. I don't know how he fell. That's the thing is that I don't know how you play better and fall in a list. That's just me though. Dak Prescott, he has worse season in a while.
I don't know how you put Dak in front of Lamar.
He has worse season he had in a while. But I think it's more that Amari Cooper got hurt and CeeDee Lamb is not who they think he is.
Well, no. Once Cooper got hurt, they pulled. No, they moved him. He needs to stay in the slot. He can't. I don't think he's got a good release on the outside. He needs to stay in the slot and keep him free.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we got Chris Sims has some issue with Tom Brady. I don't know what his deal is with Tom Brady. I don't know what tape he's watching. I don't know what he's looking at, but he has Tom Brady at 8.
All right, I'm going to need you to move faster through this list now.
He's got Russell Wilson at 7.
Ever.
He got Russell Wilson at 7.
Okay.
Which I watched. I have finished Russell, and I'm scared, Chris. So, as a Raiders fan, I'm terrified, to be honest. I just hope to God they can't run the ball. Please stop the run. Whatever we got to do, guys, stop Javonte Williams and make them go so we could play too high. Because if I was watching that, I was like, oh my God, I forgot how good this guy is. I was low-key going into depression. I was like, he really wanted to come to Denver? Why Denver? Like all the places? Like, why not Tampa Bay? I mean, Air Coryell, you did really good at Air Coryell. Why not Tampa? You could have kept Tom in Miami, you know? It would have been a better fit for you, Russell, you know? The Florida, better weather. I don't understand. Air Coryell. Think 35 touchdowns a year you're doing Air Coryell, Russell, and you want to go play in the West Coast where you struggled a little bit last year? I don't get it. But hey, whatever.
He's not going to be throwing to a DK. He's not throwing to Tyler Lockett anymore, so... I think
there's a regression
coming his way.
I'll get into my breakdown when I do my list, but him in the West Coast offense is hilarious. That's all I gotta say.
It's just okay.
All right. Him trying to do timing plays, he like literally refuses. He's like, sticks. What is this? Where's the deep route?
You're gonna hurt yourself.
It's just funny it's funny him watching him run those short like West Coast plays. He just like his brain doesn't understand it. It's like, what do you mean I'm throwing this 5 yards? You can just tell. It's like, what the hell? Like, what is this? We can't score a touchdown here. What is this? All right, Stafford 6.
Okay. All right,
this is when you're gonna get mad.
Rodgers at 5. Rodgers at 5. Yeah.
He hates
old quarterbacks.
So you're telling me. All right. So let's just get rid of all of this. So you're telling me in a generic spot you have Tom Brady as 8. In a generic spot.
If he doesn't finish this with Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen at 1 and 2, I'm gonna have a meltdown because you still have to say Herbert and Burrow. Those are the 4 quarterbacks after Rodgers.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. There's 4 ones left. You got it. Okay. So Burrow's 4.
Okay.
Herbert's 3.
Burrow in front of Aaron Rodgers.
And Russell Wilson and Lamar Jackson after 1 year.
And Tom Brady.
I mean, even Stafford at this point.
You know what, Marcus? I regret doing this.
I told you, Chris. I told you. No, we got to finish.
The rest of my day is ruined. Thank you.
I told you. So he's got Herbert at 3. Third best quarterback in football. Hasn't made the playoffs. Are we changing the rules of a league?
They are. Because they need it to fit their narratives.
Elite is winning. I don't care what anybody says, man. Elite is winning.
Anything short of one playoff win this year should be catastrophic for these Josh Herbert takes. Like, I'll give it to you if he wins one playoff game. I can give it to you If he's in the AFC Championship game, okay, maybe I can start to feel good about what you're saying. They miss the playoffs. If they don't win one playoff games, I'm going to go nuts. I'm going to go nuts.
Yeah, and I'll get into his breakdown. I'll get it with him. I mean, I'm higher on him this year than I was last year. I thought he improved.
Well, because you're expecting him to take another step in the progression. That's why you're higher.
I'm not, though. I'm not. I think he's.
Oh.
He there's the things he's got to prove on that I don't know if he can.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, like just okay. A couple of things that like that I don't know if you I don't. It's gonna take him a while. Or if somebody's gonna tell, I mean, somebody to tell him that, you know, a lot of the things that are wrong with him. I don't think anybody has the balls to tell him.
can't shatter that confidence because then everything falls down. Everything comes down the hill. You put a chain.
I'll give you a preview. Armor. I'll give you a preview of my breakdown with him. Is basically he has no touch at all.
Oh, it's just all heat.
It's all everything gas. Is heat. Everything is gas. And so that's why there's so many drops he has, because he has a relax, because his arm is it's hard to explain when you watch it, and he has an effortless.
Leave it there.
Throwing. Okay, I'll keep it there. All right, that's too much.
Leave it there.
You're right, Chris. You're correct. We'll
have them asking for more. They're gonna start messaging you again, Marcus, on Twitter. Can we get another episode?
Yeah, I know.
Keep it right there. Keep it right there.
So Patrick Mahomes is 2, and Josh Allen is 1.
Josh Allen at 1. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Do you think it changed for him after watching the golf event that was in Vegas? Because Josh was not, like, Patrick Mahomes was carrying him. Like, do you think he switched it now because of the event out in Vegas? I mean, the old guys won, and, like, Rodgers hit the game-winning putt. Like, do they get a bump in there? I
don't know, man. I don't think so.
I'm mad that you wanted to talk about this rating. I'm really not happy about this. We're gonna have to do an episode soon. I gotta clear this. I gotta clear this crap out of my head, Marcus. I gotta clear it.
Just think about it.
I can't do it.
Chris is in a neutral field with a generic team is taking Joe Burrow over Aaron Rodgers.
Forget Aaron Rodgers. He's taking him over Tom Brady.
To win a game. So he's basically saying, if I need to win one game on a neutral field, because it's basically his whole premise. If you say that, I'm on a generic average team. That means if you have one game with an average team, this is his quarterback list, and he has Tom Brady at 8.
I do not know how you – if you're going to talk about generic, you're going to talk about something that – there's something's going to go wrong, and there's going to be struggles. You know who does well – in those situations, veteran quarterbacks, guys who have been to the Super Bowl multiple times, guys who have won Super Bowls, you know, you probably want those guys, not the ones that have made it to one AFC championship game or won every freaking game of the playoff because the team that they played against collapsed.
Yeah. Or was carried by your defense, or you were carried by the safety. You care about your underrated safety who had like 5 interceptions the playoff run. And Herbert hasn't even made the playoffs. Herbert has not made the damn playoffs. We don't, you know what I'm saying? They had a chance.
We don't even know what he'll look like in those extreme moments.
He can't beat Derek.
We don't even know.
Justin Herbert can't beat Derek Carr yet. That's what I love about Oliver Buss.
Number 3 can't beat 11? Number 3
he can't beat 11. He still hasn't beat 11. When Derek Carr has finished the game, he's 2-1 against Herbert. Herbert can't beat him. And it's hilarious to me that people don't try to – they don't even want to acknowledge that. Like, so we got this guy at 3, and he can't beat number 11? Number 11 keeps getting second place because he can't beat him. Something's wrong there. Doesn't mean he says. And I can't say that because, you know, I get killed online. I get killed by Raiders fans. Raiders fans hate when I knock on Herbert, which that doesn't make any sense. I'm allowed.
Because this is where the national narrative is, Marcus. It's because of the national narrative.
Yeah. Last thing I'll say about Herbert, because I did get in an argument with some analytical Chargers fans, some PFF nerds. I don't know if you saw that, Chris. Dude started cussing at me. He was pretty upset because, you know, he's trying to say that Justin Herbert, the defense let them down because he had the average like something points per drive and yards per drive. And I was like, well, he was 25th in interceptions per drive too. They didn't like that.
You mean you're gonna use the most detrimental thing that can happen to a quarterback as a turnover as an argument? How dare you?
He told me that stupid is irrelevant because he was number one in EPA.
I said, what? Yeah, turnovers are irrelevant.
Or because Matthew Stafford, because the Rams were 29th, and I was like, well, I'm pretty sure the Jags and the Panthers would love to be lower on this list. So. I'm pretty sure the Panthers and the Jags, they don't go to Trevor Lawrence. It's okay, Trevor, that you have all these interceptions per drive. I mean, you're right next to Matthew Stafford, so we're on our way to the Super Bowl. The logic. Like, nobody cares. Like, kid, and I understand that you're like all analytics, but are you winning? And the answer is no, so maybe it's not perfect.
It's the Kirk Cousins conversation over and over and over.
Yeah, whatever, analytics, I don't care. He's not winning, so who cares? Mm-hmm. Wins.
Not only is he not winning, he's got a pretty damn good running back and two absolute studs at the wide receiver position. Like, there's no excuse, zero. I don't care about your efficiency when your record is barely 500.
We'll leave it on that. We'll leave it on that, guys.
We could keep ranting. We could keep running. You know that we can. We're gonna have to get another episode out because we got to clear this bad juju. We got to clear all this bad.
I'm gonna try to finish. I got some guys.
Here's what we should do. You ready for it, Marcus? I'll drop. Right. This is what we're gonna do in our next episode. Your top. Your bottom five. We're going to go over your bottom five in the next episode. We'll break it down for them.
Okay. It'll probably be rookies. So I'll just be breaking down some rookies. Besides Mac. Because I feel like the only guy that rookie that I'm probably going to rank in the top 20 is him.
Okay. There's a little tease for you as well. There's a little tease for you as well. Be ready.
Yeah.
We're going to start on
my top five is done. I know that. My top five is done. I'm not changing it. It's done.
We'll save it for the end.
All right. We'll save that for the end. But all right, guys. So we'll start doing that. It won't be like Chris Sims. I swear. I promise.
I won't let it happen. I'll fight you.
Generic spot.
To Arizona.
Neutral field. Tom Brady 8. Neutral field. Oh my God. I can't stand it. All right, guys. So make sure you follow us on Twitter, ALPA_QB1, Instagram, ALPA_QB1. Make sure you guys follow us on Facebook, A Little Pocket Awareness. Follow me and Chris on Twitter at TheMarkJohnNFL, at King Manelos. You guys do all that good stuff. And check us out.
Subscribe and download, baby.
Yeah, subscribe and download. Check us out, guys. We'll be back and giving you some quarterback rankings here and breaking these guys down. So. Peace, guys.